Welcome to the MLMSuccess.com podcast, the show designed to return the network marketing industry to its roots of personal growth, leadership development, and wisdom of the ages success principles. We share with you real success stories from real people that we hope will inspire and encourage you personally and help you progress forward in your business and your life. We believe if you build people, people will build the business. Now here is your host, who has been called the number one mind in network marketing, the MLM prophet, network marketing virtual mentor, and a host of other names that we will not mention because this is a family show. Frankly, he's just a small town guy that figured out that the real product in network marketing is people. Dale Calvert.
Hey guys, this is Dale Calvert. I'd like to welcome you to session number 11 of the MLM Success Podcast. We're excited. I'm excited today to have with you guys a gentleman that I know many of you will be able to relate to him and his story. He's just a good guy. I had the privilege of meeting several years ago. Right now, he's actually building an organization. He's got over 6,000 people in over 40 different countries and just doing an awesome job building a fantastic team. And I want to welcome to the show Mr. Mark Holmes. Mark, you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Dale.
Oh, I appreciate you being here. Are you in Maryland today?
Actually, I'm in Delaware.
In Delaware?
Yeah, I've transitioned from Baltimore, Maryland to Delaware.
Okay. All right. So you're building a huge organization right now. Things are going well for you in your life.
Absolutely. My life has completely changed since from years ago, Dale. And I have you to thank for that. My story is I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland. Now live in Delaware. I have a background in construction. I swung a hammer for 27 years, and they were, trust me, they were long and hard 27 years. But I had the great opportunity and to be introduced to this industry back in 1992 and kicked the tires for several years until I had the fortunate opportunity to meet somebody like you, Dale, from years ago. And basically from there, I was just basically shown what's needed to be done in this industry. So the long story short, I've gone through a transformation where I was able to transition from my construction career to full time in the industry. And I owe pretty much most of that to you, Dale Calvert. So I'm really honored to be on this call today. And I have to really thank you from the bottom of my heart because I know I'm where I am today because of you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. But here's let's just get down to where the rubber hits the road, because in all reality, you know, you and I have probably personally talked less than, would it be say less than 3 hours since we've known each other one-on-one?
Probably so. That's true.
Okay. So the point that I want to make, and the point that I try to really communicate to everybody, because you learned what I teach and the principles I've always taught, but you learned it through an audio CD. CDs, right?
That's true. This is a funny story. And when I first met you, you had a CD program out there. And through the years, I've got stacks and stacks of CDs in my vehicle. And I've listened to those CDs over and over and over. As a matter of fact, I just had a trip down to Florida. We had a great convention down there. And I was listening to your CDs. I was going through North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, all the way to Florida. And a lot of this stuff that I was listening to is just stuff that I've internalized through the years. But the important thing that I've learned from you is I was just from listening to those over and over, I was able to internalize it. And from there, I've become, you know, to the point to where I'm unconsciously competent. And
there you go, buddy.
It just comes right out.
There you go. Repetition is the key to learning. That's exactly. The mother.
Yeah.
And see, that's, you know, I just look back and I mean, when I hear, you know, people over the years, and it's like, how many people had those CDs? But see, you took the time to plug them in, listen to them. And if you continue to hear the right message over and over, even if it's the wrong message over and over, you're still going to internalize it. As human beings, that's the way our mind works.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's a key word too. You know, there's a big difference I feel between learning something and internalizing.
Yeah. You have to knowledge without action leads to self-delusion.
That's,
you know,
true.
There's a lot of people out there that are very smart and they have a lot of knowledge, but they've never taken that knowledge and put it into action because it's tough. Man, it's tough dealing with people that, you know, are looking for somebody other than themselves to take care of them. You know, it can be tough. It's not an easy industry, is it?
No,
you didn't land on top.
That's for sure. I compare it to swinging a hammer for 27 years. It's not easy. You know, there's a lot that you have to learn and internalize, but it's rolling up the sleeves. This is where I live, rolling up the sleeves, getting in the trenches and building this and developing the right mindsets and skill sets along the way. That's how I got here. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm full time in this industry and why I've transitioned from my construction career to here where I am.
Yeah, and it's the same in everything, Mark. It really is, and it's like people want to join the network marketing industry, and they want to accomplish great success as the person they enter the industry with. You know, with the skill sets and the mindsets that they enter the industry with. That's human nature, I guess. You probably deal with that every day on your team. But if people will learn the right skill sets and they learn the right mindsets, then the results are pretty much, I mean, it's pretty simple after a while. It's very monotonous after a while. Would you agree with that? It's just the same thing over and over and over.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've got a lot of people that call me and, as you say, they're looking for the foo-foo dust.
Right.
And right. I have to tell them there's no foo-foo dust. They're looking for that quick push button thing or whatever it is. And I've never seen anything like that out there. I mean, there's a lot of different tools that we can use, but it's, you know, just like I said, it's rolling up the sleeves and really getting down to it, getting to work and building the right mindsets and skill sets.
Yeah, because if we talk somebody into joining us, they aren't going to do anything once they get here and once they get involved anyway. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been to the point, this might sound crazy, but people sometimes tell me you're crazy for actually doing that. But, you know, people to the point that where they're ready to sign up and they're spitting out all the excuses why they can't do this. And I've literally stopped people in the middle of the sign-up process. Said, listen, I'm not going to waste your time, you know, because I told them, I said, maybe you should stick with what you're doing. Myself, I know just that. If I have to convince that person to sign up and go through the end of the application, I'm going to be trying to convince them or having to, somebody's going to have to convince them. I really don't want to, but somebody's going to have to convince them to go to work the first day, the first week, first month, the first year. And I know as well as you know, that's not going to happen.
But when we all start, Mark, we're trying to sponsor anybody that can breathe, right? I did. I'm sure you probably did.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what creates that change in your mindset when you start to realize, you know what? Every person I enroll is going to take my time, and I would rather have 3 to 5 that want it as bad as I do than 10,000 that can't get off the couch. You know,
because sure.
3 to 5. And that's the way the business really is. But, you know, people out there, and I see it every day, I'm going to show you how to sponsor 30 people this month. I'm going to show you how to do. And I think, well, why?
Right.
You know, it's like, you're building a team.
Yeah.
You know, but that is so hard for new people, you know, to really just come to grips with that. But once you do, everything goes to another level once you really understand that.
Yeah, for
you know?
Sure.
So your progression, I mean, in the business, what if you said, Dale, this is the number one thing that got me out of construction and into the network marketing industry full time? What do you think is the number for you? And it's probably different for everybody, but what do you think for you was the number one thing, the decision that you made that enabled that to happen for you?
Well, really, I mean, myself, the reason why I wanted to do this was because, I was in construction. Went through the roller coaster ride with that up and down and 80 plus hours a week. I needed something different. So, it wasn't necessarily money. It was a combination of that, of course, and, time. I was 80 plus hours a week and just, you know, beating my head against the wall. But I think for me, the main reason, I'm here today is one of the first things that you taught me years ago, and the how doesn't matter until you know the why.
Amen.
And
that's right.
And I have a story to tell you, Dale. I'm sitting here right now, and I've got my money clip. I get emotional when I think about this, but I have my money clip in front of me, and I've got on the top of my clip there my top 3 reasons why.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Since the first day I met you, you pounded that in my head and everybody else's head. You've got to have those in front of you. And I actually took snapshots of my top 3 reasons, and I carried with it. I've had them with me since the first day I met you. Every day. And that's the first thing that I saw in the morning. And the great thing about that is I was able to accomplish those top 3 reasons and change them several times. So now I've got a whole new top 3 reasons of why I'm doing this. So, and again, I have you to thank for that, Dale Calvert.
Well, I appreciate that. And as I'm sitting here listening to this, Mark, and I'm thinking about literally in the last 30 plus years, there's been hundreds of thousands of people that probably heard me talk about that. And many hear, but very few apply and do. And that's, you know, that's, it does me well. And again, I learned that in 83, around that time, when I heard Earl Nightingale's recording, The Strangest Secret.
Oh, wow.
It was and that recording was done in 1961. I was 1 year old when that recording was done. You probably weren't even born.
Yeah.
And if Earl Nightingale says that the reason more people accomplish 3% accomplish more than the other 97% is because the 3% have identified and write down what they want, then I didn't have to hear that twice. You know, you don't have to prove that concept to me. If Earl Nightingale, who I listened to when I was a kid on the radio my whole life, he did a segment called The Rest of the Story. But if they've done all these tests and all these universities have come to the conclusion that the people that write down why they're doing what they are doing accomplish more, those 3%, than the other 97%, then why would anybody not do that? You know?
For sure. Yeah.
It's step number one. It's always step number one when I got new people started after that point, and it's never going to change. And I, because you went through this years ago, but we talk about top three, top 20, and then top three. What are your top three? And I've had people come back to me and say, well, you know, I just can't think of the reason I'm going to do this. Then you know what? We're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Sure.
Zig Ziglar said, you can have anything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. And network marketers love to say that phrase over and over. And the reality is most people don't have a clue what their people really want. So how are we going to help them get it? You know?
For sure. Yeah, that's I've learned so many great things from you, and that's one of the first things I ask people, even before they even know anything about the company, the products, the ownership, or whatever it is. The first thing I find out from people is why. Why would you even consider even being on the phone with me right now talking about what I have to offer? And that's so important. You're absolutely right, and that's helped me tremendously.
Yeah, because, I used to have people when we were doing direct mail, and they would send in, way back when, they would send in a postcard and for an information request card. It was a little postcard. They'd fill out all their information. This was before email or anything. And I would call these people, follow up, and say, hey, you sent the postcard back. I just wanted to check with you and see why you sent the postcard back and what you might be looking for. And that question will tell you over time whether you need to hang up the phone or spend some time with the person. Because a lot of people, I was just curious. I'm just kind of, I was just kind of curious to see what you got going on, that kind of stuff. And you aren't going to build business with tire kickers.
No.
You're just not. And, we're all looking for the right people at the right time in their life. It's all about timing. And just because if they don't join you now, that doesn't mean they might not join you later when the timing in their life changes.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one point that, the first thing I ask people is of course, why they're considering this. But the other thing is when I'm talking to people for the first time, I'm qualifying them. I'm putting them through an interview, and I'm trying to figure out why. And I kind of think differently from a lot of people, but why should I consider you to be a part of my international business that I'm building here? And I'm very serious about building. What's within you that makes that person so special for me to consider you to be a part of my business? That's what I'm looking for. I'm not all about the numbers. I'm looking for good quality people.
And see, when you get that attitude, it shifts everything. It shifts all your recruiting numbers, everything. It shifts your whole business.
Yeah.
For the positive, because you aren't being drained every day with thumbsuckers.
For sure. Absolutely. You got that right. We've all had those. I know that for sure.
Yeah. That's just part of it. So, we're talking about your reasons. You want to talk about maybe some of the reasons, some of the things that the industry has provided you to this point, or what you're working towards. Do you feel comfortable talking about that?
Yeah. Well, right now, I mean, I'm always trying to better myself and get to the next step. But, you know, of course, we're always within the compensation plans. Everybody's got different compensation plans trying to get to the next step. But myself, I'm going to get to the point to where, you know, I'm able to help more people through charities and things of that sort. My passion really has always been helping people. And what I'd like to do is help thousands of children worldwide, you know, unfortunate children that don't have a chance. So that's one of my big goals. I mean, that's one of my top three whys. And, you know, like you said, I mean, we're always building mindsets and skill sets. And that's what I know I need to do. And that's what I know I need to help a lot of other people do in order to do that. So, I mean, that's just one of the things. I mean, I've got a whole list we could go through, but I don't think we have hours to spend.
Right, right. Yeah. No, and see, that's awesome because, yeah, I was listening to somebody this week, and he said, think about this. This is good. This is something that if I was building teams today, I would probably use. And it's like you ask people, like, what is your income? And then they say, okay, I made $72,000 last year. Say, okay, what if you could double it and work for yourself and not have to have a boss? Would that be an awesome lifestyle if you could just take your existing income, double it, and you get to determine where and what time you eat today and where you go today or don't go, and you can control every minute of your time and do what you want to do? Would that, and see, he said, now think about this. Think about your grandparents. What if your grandparents had that kind of opportunity? And I think sometimes, Mark, the network marketing industry, we're looking, you know, we have a lottery mentality almost. It's like, I want to make $10 million. And it's like 3 to 5 year game plan to set yourself up for the rest of your life is worth it. It's worth it. It's always been more about freedom and lifestyle than it is another car.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. you hit the nail on the head. I couldn't agree more. My lifestyle has changed completely. And, you know, that's what really drives me. And that's what, you know, a lot of people come to understand when they get involved with network marketing. Most people want to earn their first check and they want to pay the car payment or something like that. But once people really find out really what this is about, it's about completely changing your lifestyle. And that, you know, once you get that vision inside you, I mean, I don't see how anybody could stop at that point. Myself, I mean, it's like a drug in my blood right now. I mean, it just drives people automatically, you know. So I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I can remember, you know, I think back in 1980, I went to my first meeting. There was five people there. And when I saw the concept of residual income, I thought, how could anybody ever work a week, get paid after they understand residual income?
Yeah, for sure. I've got people, on my team. Well, like, my parents. That, you know, talk about lifestyle. They're at the point where they're retired and, you know, they've got Social Security coming in and everything, but I don't care, who the person is. I mean, if you're retired, you know, extra whatever each week, each month is a huge, huge plus. And, you know, there's nothing that I love more is to be able to, build this with my parents and help them and see them progress through their retirement as well. But, you know, that alone with, you know, everything else in mind, really is what I love about this, and seeing other people, not just my lifestyle change, but other people's lifestyles change. And not just here, the coolest thing is other people in other countries. I see this all the time. Somebody in a little village in the Philippines, and they're able to earn an extra $100 or $200 a week or a month, completely changes their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And didn't you tell me that your parents went with you to the conference you guys just had in Orlando?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was just an awesome time. And that's another thing. I mean, the lifestyle, you know, being able to take the trips and have the time to do that, you know, right now to be able to do that with my parents, it's huge. It's huge for me. Yeah. And it's big for them.
Yeah. The first incentive vacation that I ever went on in network marketing was to the Bahamas, and it was years and years ago. And it was the first time I'd ever been outside the United States. And, but my parents who had been working with me in the business from the day I started, they got to go, they qualified to go too. So, that's the moments, man. That's the juice of life right there. That's what it's about. You know, it really is. And the older we get, I think the more we appreciate that. But that, yeah, you told me that when we talked earlier, and I thought, well, that's just, I didn't mention it to you then, but at the time it's like, oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
That, you know, his parents got to go and they got to spend that time together. I apologize that you made them listen to my Southern accent all the way down there and back.
Right. you know what? It was great. We internalized a lot of stuff. And, you know, it's great. I mean, it's just from listening to them again, you know, there were some CDs that I didn't listen to after a while. And then all of a sudden there was something that I totally forgot about. And I listened to it. And I was just like, oh, man, I just, you know, it just kind of hit me again, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And what happens so many times is we, you know, when we get in, we start working and we're just working all the time. And but taking that time in your car or your automobile, whatever, your truck to get everything systemized and then just keep reinforcing the path, the system. It's tough for people to do because most people are never given a track. You know, most people that enter the network marketing industry are never taught until you know why the how doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, they're taught, go sick them. Call me if you need to do any three ways. And they're thinking, I don't understand. What's that? What's a three way? What kind of call is that?
Right.
You know, it's just, we, the longer we're in it, we forget where we were when we started. And then a lot of times we think, well, they've been around 12 years. I don't need to help them. They know what to do. But the reality is most people don't have 12 years experience in the industry. They have one bad year repeated 12 times.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I agree. I mean, I've gone through the same thing. And I've had to catch myself, you know, this person's just getting started. They've, you know, they've never been involved with the industry before. They've got to start with first thing. And I've caught myself. And, you know, sometimes we take it for granted that we think people know what to do or, you know, but you got to start them with the basics. And that's where I always start is with the why.
That's right. That's it, man. That's always number one. It always will be. It was 50 years ago, and it will be 50 years from now.
You got that right, man.
Yeah. One other thing I just want you to comment on, because, you know, we'll talk about. See, I think the reason that you can be so strong recruiting on the phone and you can have such a good posture and the correct posture is because I think the paradigm that has to happen, and I'm sure it's happened for you, is that we're never going to run out of people to talk to. You want to comment on that?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're right. I mean, I've got people that, new people that constantly come through my voice box each day.
Voice box?
Yeah, voice. Like Google Voice, for example. It's a free thing out there. It's
I know what it is, but I'm thinking some of the listeners might be thinking, well, it's a voice box. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm explaining it.
Your ad box.
Yeah, my ad box, and it's free from Google Voice. And I've got that set up, and people hit that. I mean, it's the funniest thing. It's like a switch. You can turn it on or you can turn it off. And people consistently on a daily, weekly basis call into that voice box. And this is in addition to me reaching out and connecting with people. And I've got people calling me to find out what I've got. But you're right. You never run out of people. If people are feel that way, or they don't have enough people, they just have to understand a lot of the skill sets that, like you talk about. It's just a lot of simple things out there. And I can go into a lot of that, but the main thing is everybody really should be having a consistent amount of people that they're connecting with each day, each week, each month on a consistent basis.
That's right. And if you can control that, which you can, which you know you can, because you do, if you can control the amount of people that are responding through your marketing, that's why it's called network marketing. You have to work and you have to market.
Yeah.
But if you will market, and I know you've used everything that we've talked about over the years, and if you do that, then you can get into a consistent flow where you don't feel like you have to beg somebody to join your team, because you get to a totally different level. And it's fascinating to me that, people don't get that. It's just the law of averages. It's all numbers. And there's many ways to generate leads. There's more ways to generate leads than you could ever keep up with.
You're right. I used to drive down the street when I first started, and one thing that came to mind, I was always thinking about how can I connect with the most amount of people, and locally too. And I would drive down the street and I would look at a place there and it looks like a nice place and all these people are going in. I would love to connect with those people there. Drive down a little further. I would love to connect with those people there. How do I get the message to that person? And listening to your CDs again, thanks, Dale. But, I learned how to get that message in the marketplace. And I've got these people now calling me.
And you have two types of people that will respond, the serious and the curious.
Exactly.
And you just have to identify, are they serious? Are they curious? And if they're curious, then maybe they'll be serious some other time. But you're looking for the people that, hey, my company just laid off 30 more people Friday. I'm getting concerned. Or I got a child that's getting ready to go to college. I don't have a college fund. You're like you said earlier, you figure out what they're looking for, and then you just simply expose your opportunity and how it can be the answer for them. And it's a done. And then they're in.
Yeah,
they're joining, and
yeah.
Then once they join, then you help them really identify their why, and help them get started right, and after they've got started right and they hit it a little low, then show them how to generate leads, and it's just the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, right.
It's not difficult.
It's not rocket science, that's for sure.
It's not. It's so simple. It really is, but we all, I don't know what it is in us that we think that there's somebody has some foo-foo dust that we haven't found yet, and it's just not there. It's just numbers, getting through the numbers, finding the right people, right time in their life.
For sure. Yeah, and that's one thing that I do, and that's another thing that I learned from you is, amateurs convince professional sort. And that's what I do. When I'm going through the list of people that call each day, I'm just simply sorting through people, finding people with the big why. And if they're the right person, I help them get started.
Yeah, and see, that's why you're doing so awesome, and why you will continue to do awesome. And see, if the company that you're involved with, for whatever reason, was gone tomorrow, and don't take this the wrong way, but if it was, which I don't think it will be, doing awesome.
Right.
But if it was, see, you've arrived when you know, hey, I've got the skill sets and the mindsets where I can go build it anywhere with any company with a product line and a compensation plan that I personally believe in. Then you're there. And see, that's where you are today. And it's just awesome for me to talk to you, because we hadn't talked in a few years.
Yeah.
But then the last time I really had talked to you was, you know, I knew that you were what I call coming down the road. You were progressing, you know,
yeah.
You were getting it. And today it's an honor for me to talk to somebody that I feel like, you know, from talking to you, growth is continuous every day for all of us. We have to continue to stay out there and continue to learn and grow and develop. But you're over the hump at this point in your career. Would you feel that way?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. God gave us 2 ears and one mouth for a reason. That's all I did was I just opened my ears and I listened to Dale Calvert. And wherever I go, I'm driving down the street, and I've always done that. And that's where, you know, I've always been, and that's where I'll always be, and teach other people to do too. And, you know, the right people will just do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure. I know you got people to follow up with this afternoon. We're going to stay in touch for sure. I feel like people that have heard this are going to benefit from it. And that's what it's all about, you know, inspiring people to learn, grow, develop, become all they can be, so we can turn around and help other people do the same thing, whether it's going to be, you know, kids through nonprofits or individuals that, you know, have been involved in a job for 27 years and want out of it, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. And I appreciate you having me on here too, Dale. I mean, I hope that it really does help other people. I mean, myself, the way I look at it is, if somebody that swung a hammer for 27 years can do this, absolutely anybody else can, that really has the desire deep down to really do it.
Yeah, but you had the desire deep down.
Absolutely. You've got some calls from me before, and you knew why I was doing it.
Yeah. If people want to get in touch with you, Mark, is there a website we can send them to, if they just would like to learn more about what you're doing? Keep in touch with you on Facebook. I mean, how can people? What's the best way for people to contact you if they want to?
And
again, let me just say before we give out this information, guys, you know. I'm not talking about trying to convince Mark into your deal. Okay. He's focused. He's committed. He's dedicated. He's building a team. So he's not interested in your deal. But if you're a prospect, or if you just want to connect with a good guy, how can they reach you, Mark?
Okay. Well, they can go to my website, which is Mark V Holmes, V as in victory.
Okay.
MarkVHolmes.com.
Okay. MarkVHolmes.com. And I'm sure you're on Facebook as well.
Yeah. Yeah. They can get through to me at the Networking Entrepreneur on Facebook.
Okay. Networking Entrepreneur on Facebook. I appreciate it, man. We will be in touch. Thanks for giving me some time today. I know people are going to love this. And I'll talk to you soon.
Great. Well, thank you, Dale. It's been an honor, and appreciate, really, from the bottom of my heart, I really do appreciate everything that you've done for me.
Well, again, I laid it out there, man, but you internalized it, and that's what it's all about. So it's all on you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you,
all
sir.
Right, buddy.
Bye now.
Bye.
If you haven't gone over to iTunes yet and rated and left this podcast a review, what are you waiting for? At Calvert Marketing Group, we want to spend our time on the projects that we know are providing the most value for our clients and customers. You leaving us a review and feedback on iTunes is something that helps us more than you realize. And more importantly, it helps others like you find us. So if you've not taken the time to rate this podcast, please go over to iTunes and do that for us now. It will only take a couple of minutes out of your busy schedule. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business, and we'll be back next week with another inspiring success story from real people who've made a difference in their lives and in the lives of others.